My name is Chad Wagner, and I'm very happy to be with you tonight. I am a missionary to Nigeria, and I thank you for the opportunity for allowing me to be here just for a few minutes tonight to tell you about the work and some amazing things going on in Nigeria. Nigeria is right there in Africa, right there. You can see that country right there. That small little country right there, which is actually a country the size of Texas and Oklahoma put together. And so Nigeria may look small on the map, but actually it's a very good-sized country. Nigeria, you know, it's a small country of, what is that? What does it say there? Ho-ho! 200 million souls. Now, to put that in perspective, there are 350 million people here in the United States. And the United Nations believes that the population of Nigeria will overtake that of the United States by the end of this century. So Nigeria is growing. Things are going well in Nigeria. Nigeria is Africa's most populous country by far. It is the largest population by far in Nigeria. It is also the number one economy in Africa. But this is more particular to us tonight. The Lord's church in Nigeria, the churches of Christ in Nigeria, is doubling both in membership and in number of congregations every 10 years. Now, if you think about that for just a few minutes, so you think about the number of congregations, that means right here in this area, let's just say there are five right now. And if you were to follow the same proven growth rate that is going on in Nigeria, right here in this area, that means in 10 years there would be how many? 10, right? I didn't make a math right. I'm a Bible major, not a math major. But then another 10 years there would be what? 20. You see how that doubling effect happens? That's actually what is exactly happening in Nigeria. It is amazing what's going on there. The churches of Christ in Nigeria are on fire for the Lord. The rate of growth in Nigeria in the church is phenomenal. God is doing some great things in Nigeria. And I want to tell you tonight, just a few minutes, about 10,000. 10,000. You see, the church was started in Nigeria back in the early 1950s by a police officer, a Nigerian police officer named C.A.O. Essien. Now, Brother Essien here, he was on his beat, you know, doing his thing at his post, and he came across somehow, some way, a Bible tract from a Church of Christ in Nashville. He studied that Bible tract, and he realized, this is the church I've been looking for. He shared that Bible tract with his friends and family, his co-workers. He started writing the church in Nashville back and forth. And before you know it, they said, well, we're ready to be baptized. And so, well, things are going well. And so things went on, and the church in Nashville realized, you know, maybe we should send, you know, some missionaries over there to, I don't know, check things out, right? When they got to Nigeria and they found Brother Essien, they found that Brother Essien had already baptized 10,000 people and already converted several denominational churches over to the churches of Christ. And they were amazed by what they found. In fact, even today, here we go again, there are over 10,000 congregations of the churches of Christ in Nigeria. In fact, there are more members of the churches of Christ in Nigeria than there are here in the United States. More congregations of the Lord's church there than there are here in the United States. And the church in Nigeria is showing no signs of slowing down at all. But you see, all this church growth that we're having, it's phenomenal. It's great. God is doing great things, but we have a problem. You see, right now there are, you know, over 10,000 churches of Christ in Nigeria, but best estimates are that a quarter of those churches of Christ have no regular preacher. Very glad to have a good regular preacher here, you know, who is here every Sunday helping the congregation, ministering to your needs. That's a very beneficial and needed thing. There are a quarter of the churches of Christ in Nigeria that do not have a regular preacher. And that is due to just the rate of growth that is happening in that country. We need to fill that gap and try to help fill some of those churches. Now, back in the 1950s, when those missionaries went over to Nigeria, they realized that Brother Essien and his team, they were doing a great job on their own. They didn't need missionaries to come show them how to evangelize. Obviously, they know how to do it. And so they realized that they actually need a preacher school to go and fill the pulpits that are being of those churches that are being planted throughout Nigeria. So they helped to start the Nigerian Christian Bible College, also I'll call it NCBC, started in 1954. And they have trained literally thousands of preachers, of faithful men, to be able to go out and evangelize all throughout Nigeria and especially beyond. We have preachers now. I know one graduate of this school is now preaching in a church outside of London, England. Right now we have 120 Bible and ministry students, and it is doing a phenomenal job. This is Joe Obina, the head of the school, teaching one of our classes there at NCBC. The school at NCBC is doing well. It is the school in the East. Now, in Nigeria, you know, a country the size of Texas and Oklahoma with 200 million people, that's a lot of people. And so what we did in 1999 is we started another school. This is Levi, who wants to preach the good news and to win souls for Christ. In 1999, we started the West Nigeria Christian College. They have about 100 Bible and vocational students right now, and they have a great vocational program. We'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. This is the chapel there at West Nigerian Christian College at WNCC. And that building actually that you see that they are in, well, the funds for that building actually came from the Beltpray Church of Christ over there. They were able to help with that building right there. And so we're very grateful for that assistance. Gideon is a ministry student who wants to bring glory to God. And one of the things about the West Nigerian Christian College is both schools are training preachers, right? But that's not all that we do. We don't just train preachers. We are training also future church leaders, and we also have vocational training going on as well. Well, like Gideon here, who is a ministry student, he wants to learn about God's Word. We have many students who come especially to the school in the West. They're going to go on, they're going to become teachers or engineers or doctors or whatever the case may be in their own secular pursuits, but they want to come to WNCC and train for 2 years to be taught very well in the Word of God. Isn't that a great idea? To have men who know the Word of God, not just men, but women, who know the Bible and able to competently handle that Word, and then they go on into other pursuits. You know, it was so many times in public universities here in the United States, so many of our young people are drawn away by some of those secular pursuits. But these guys, they want to learn and be competent leaders in the Lord's church. At the school in the West, we have several vocational programs. These vocational programs bring in revenue for the school, which is very needed, but that's not the only reason why we do these vocational programs. We also offer the students the ability to learn how to do these vocational programs. For example, we have a plantation going on where they're growing the plantain and learning how to properly do the agricultural process. We have classes from Healing Hands that regularly come over and do the drip irrigation classes they do there throughout the world. We also have a chicken project where we have a large chicken project, and we teach the students how to start their own chicken project when they go back to the village. And then we also have a fish farm at the school in the west. A fish farm, three ponds. We're all the time raising and selling fish, teaching the students how to do that, raising revenue for the school. So Mike, we got, what do we got? We got plantain. We got chickens, right? We got chickens. We got fish. What else do we got? What does it say? IT networking, right? Actually, that's true. We also have a vocational program where we teach them about computers. We teach them how to take computers apart, put them back together. We teach them how to type on the computer and use Word and things like that so that they can try to provide for themselves some revenue when they go back home and do their ministry. And I don't know what I did with my phone. We also teach, get this, Android phone repair. We teach them how to repair Android phones. Not everybody in Nigeria has a smartphone, but I'd say over half of the population in Nigeria now have smartphones. And we're teaching the guys there, those preacher students, how to repair these things, and they can use that skill to provide some revenue for them when they go back home, start preaching for the local church. Bioden Owalabi is the director of the West Nigerian Christian College, and he is doing a great and wonderful job there at the school. But I want to tell you about Anthony Aluria real quickly, but I got 3 minutes left. Anthony is the guy in brown, right? Guy in brown right there. That's Anthony. Anthony is a graduate of our program there at NCBC. And he has moved down to Port Harcourt. He has been working with the church for the last 12 years. He decided, you know, I need to leave this work and plant a new church. And that's what he has done. Now, even in the last few years, they have already outgrown their third building. And the church continues to grow and do well under Anthony Aluria. Matter of fact, I didn't talk about this today. The guy in white right there, his name is Friday. He's a preacher for one of the Churches of Christ there in Port Harcourt. And he owns a paint factory. And I do business with him quite often. This is Ruben Egwu, a very dear, close friend of mine in Nigeria that I've known for many years. Ruben is a converted Muslim. And he realized that, you know, Islam is not the way. He wanted to follow the way of Jesus. And so now he became a Christian. He went to school at NCBC. And now he has went back to his home village where he has started his own Christian school to provide Christian parents an alternative to the Islamic education going on in his community. And it's quite interesting. I mean, he's opened up a Christian school in a predominantly Islamic area. And so you know how that goes. But Ruben is doing a good work there in Afikpo. Ruben is one of our graduates. This guy here in blue, the only guy there, his name is Uyai Joshua Sunday. And he is a World Bible School follow-up worker in Akwa Ibom State, doing a great work where he's doing that. And he's also a successful graduate of our programs. And so what you can see is, my point is we have two schools in Nigeria. Over 200 Bible and ministry students. We're doing all that we can to fill the need for preachers in Nigeria. You can see the guys I've showed you, Anthony and Ruben and Uyai, who are successful graduates of our programs. So not only do we have a good program, we can show you proof that the things are going well. African Christian Schools provide sound Bible training in Africa's most populous country and equipping the thriving church in Africa with properly equipped preachers and church leaders. That's what we offer to the church in America and the church in Nigeria, because Nigeria and Ghana, Africa and Asia specifically, Africa and Asia are quickly becoming the hubs of Christianity. Christianity is shifting away from the United States and it's becoming more Africa and Asia. And we got to make sure that we have adequate tools and resources on the ground as the church continues to grow and mature. Let's give them all the resources that they need to be able to do that. To be able to train one student for the entire year, it costs $150 a month or $1,800. That's why I'm here tonight. If anyone here would like to, support the training of one student for the entire year, or would like to say, hey, I'll come on for $150 a month, or I'll come on and I'll do $35 a month, which will take care of a week. I'd like to talk to you about that after class. Yes, does anyone have any questions? Oh, let me tell you real quickly about the Lectureship Experience 2022. One of the largest, if not the largest, gatherings of the Churches of Christ in our brotherhood happens in Nigeria every August at one of our schools. We have two different lectureships that happen in Nigeria. One of those happens at NCBC, and there are literally thousands upon thousands of people that come to that lectureship. It is amazing. Not just the speaking and all the groups of people listening to all the presentations, but all the county fair type thing going on over here. It's a huge, huge ordeal. Now, I will be going in August, and I want to encourage you to think about going and seeing the lectureship and experiencing everything that it means to be in Nigeria and the Churches of Christ. It will be a blessing to you for the rest of your life. I want to encourage you to think about that and go with me there in August. Oh, there we go. There's a handsome guy. Right, there we go. All right.
Tell them about what you have in your wheelbarrow.
In the wheelbarrow is yam. And this picture was taken in Cross River State, which is very, very close. As a matter of fact, where this picture was taken, there's a Cameroonian refugee camp in this village where I'm at right now. But this is yam that they dry out. They dry out the yam, and then they pound on it, you know, for quite a while until it becomes this flaky stuff. You know, they dry it out real good. And then when they're ready to use it, they mix it with water and stuff, and it becomes a kind of a paste, right? And then they use that paste and they form into a ball, kind of like mashed taters, right? I'm from Arkansas, mashed taters. Kind of like, you know, some really sticky mashed taters. And they use that. You pull it up and you form it into a ball, and then you stick your finger in it and you just dip it in the soup or the stew or whatever you're eating with that meal, you know, and that is what gets the taste. This doesn't have any taste, but that's what gives it the taste. That's just to fill the belly, right? And in fact, whether it's yam or most of Nigeria uses cassava, which is another type of plant, and then East Africa uses corn. They all use it, make it from different plants, but they all basically have this whatever this is, and they all call it different things. Ugali, Simu, Fufu. If you go to Ghana, you've heard of Fufu, I'm sure. It's all the same thing. Anyway, yeah, very good question. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate your opportunity, and may God bless you.